So keep it on the list, but move it down lower or remove it completely?
Maybe a good idea to keep it on the list, move it down lower as a placeholder. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's a safety issue.
Yeah.
They do have people walking at the work.
Okay.
Does that seem reasonable to keep it on the list and move it down lower priority? Or?
Common sense to me, but...
Well, common sense not to walk across that bridge, but that's a whole other issue.
But people are walking across it. Now they're walking across it. I mean, I almost hit like 5 people in the span of Veterans Week on the highway. It's because there's people walking in the dark. Man,
and they wear dark clothes.
That didn't used to be.
The other thing you have when you do something like this, too, is you're gonna have to address connectivity on the ends. Because just because you have 1,200 feet of sidewalk and it goes to nowhere on either end, they're going to go back and walk on the street again. So this isn't just as simple as saying connectivity to the bridge. You're going to have connectivity through the roundabout. Now where do you go? Do you take them up to Forsyth, or do you take them to Shadow Rock? Where do you go with them? Because they're going to walk on the road someplace along here, and if you create something that attracts them to there, now the idea that they're doing it anyway, I don't know the solution to that. But
I'd take it off the list.
You guys can solve that one, because that one's on your end of the world.
Looks like it needs to be studied by somebody to evaluate.
Now they just walk along the side of the road.
Shouldn't be walking on the highway.
Well, one thing they're going to tell you is they don't have any other way to get around, so that's what they're doing.
All right, I'm going to suggest go ahead and leave it on there, and we'll prioritize it lower just for this time. We can revisit it next time we do this.
Purview, does that fall under, as far as reviewing? Does it fall under the transportation?
It's MoDOT's.
Okay.
Now, the one thing that is different is the reason that they've made these gaps is it's different funding now. Before it was all one big pot, and they just set some aside, but they've taken that out now. So multimodal has PED and freight.
But they've done it statewide, and it's intended for, you know, larger Springfield, Kansas City, St. Louis. More so than rural areas.
Yeah, one of the things that doesn't matter is we could have a whole discussion about this. Right. I'm not a big one, but it's not good for me to be in this discussion.
Okay, number 6 and number 7 look like they were probably generated during the sales tax initiative, where there were several trail and sidewalk issues identified. This would imply that it was within the city of Branson and outlying areas within Taney County. So instead of naming specific locations, they just decided to have a general fund to address some of those problems that came up. My suggestion would be to remove anything like that from our list, but if you want to keep it on there and use it to try to motivate MoDOT to create special funding specifically for trail and sidewalk outside of what they already have, then you could leave it on, but...
There's going to be some coming issues there around ballparks of America of access. When the crowds start coming, they've got some old sidewalks there by Whitewater, but that whole area needs to be looked at. So I think it's probably a good idea to have a placeholder.
But okay. Again, is that going to be, that doesn't fall, it's not going to fall into the system anymore, so they're not going to look at it anyways, are they?
I think with these lists, you know, obviously road and bridge is on the MoDOT system. Bike and ped projects that we're looking for aren't necessarily on the MoDOT system, but occasionally there is funding that comes along to address bike ped issues that aren't on MoDOT's system. So I would say instead of having a broad program, so if you've got, like you just said, the Ballpark of America area, if you've got a specific span in mind, I would recommend switching these out for something like that.
David Miller really the one best one to address the specifics. But I would maybe you might combine both of those to just one item, at least have a placeholder here. But we know there's needed sidewalks all over the place that they're lacking, not there. Also, those that are there may not maybe could have adjustments to them. I just cited that as an example.
Sure.
It's going to be a high traffic area.
And I don't know where these specific 200,000 and 100,000 came from.
Those need to go off the list. Those are going to be embarrassing for us to even have them on the list. People are going to think that we'll just go there and do that.
Yeah, we don't have a specific. Again, I think David Miller did the best.
If you don't have a reason, don't just say, send me a slush fund, we'll figure out, we'll take care of it. Number
6
to
7.
6 and 7, when they move over to the other one, they just say, send us $200,000 or annually, or send us $100,000 annually. Well, I'm a taxpayer. I hate that crap. I would say number 9 down there, a crossing over the top of the railroad tracks to go to Rancid Landing. It does have some merit.
High priority. That's a safety issue.
And we've met with the rail about that. They don't like one thing about how that all works right there. And it's not good.
What do they have to do to go over there by the...
to stop their cars way back. Pedestrians are supposed to stand back. And everybody walks right up to the tracks and goes across them.
The crossing over there at Main Street right now. In between
Starbucks and...
Yeah. Just have an overpass, just walk over the top of all that rather than walk...
How would they get up to it? Stairs, or would there be something from the inside? It just says Convention Center, 2 Branch Lane.
They have escalators. It may not be an inexpensive project. Typically, we're talking about from the land side of the hillside there over to Branson Landing. And so actually going over Veterans Boulevard, potentially. But they likely, because of the high traffic, they warrant escalators to get up there and cross over.
Across from down.
But it's not going to be inexpensive. It's going to be costly.
And the railroad actually indicated, now this is tactical rather than getting it on this, but I think if we could come up with some money, I bet they would match it. Because they said that they have safety money that they would put at that too.
Not only are they dodging the T intersection there of traffic, but they're dodging the trains that run right in there. So it is a safety. I would have a tendency to move it up on the list, consider moving it up on the list.
Okay. There's one item we skipped, number 8, near Sunset Park to Lakeside Forest, putting a new trail in, looks like.
Where's that at, Sunset Park, Lakeside Forest? Is that part of the Owens?
It's down by the flooded area.
Oh, down... Doing Alexander Park?
So that still stay on the list? Sounds like we don't know much about it.
It probably needs to go, it needs to stay down on the.
Okay.
I don't see here is that the problem we've got is East County doesn't have an advocate for this. So nobody's speaking to East County. And that's too bad. So all you see is David Miller getting a lot of licks in here. And I don't know that we have to do it for this particular one, but I think there's something here that needs to happen. Because to me, trail opportunities in East County are at least, or pedestrian bicycle opportunities are at least as great as West County. And for example, Rockaway. Rockaway could use help with getting some of this stuff done, but there's nobody speaking for them. So they're just sitting there going nowhere. Kirbyville has schools, and there's bound to be kids that are there by the highways going home, and nobody's speaking for them.
They're not speaking, because I know Danny talks, he's always on. Whenever Beth Schaller comes, he's always asking her questions about different things in front of Kirbyville schools, and you know,
sure.
So I know there's a, he's a good advocate.
And so, just
generally, but
right
on this specific
now,
issue,
I think, I don't know that we have time today to rethink this whole effort, but I do think there's a gap missing here. That's part of what's wrong with getting across the bridge and all of that whole story. It hasn't been thought through, and if we could get start thinking in those terms.
Kirkville has spoken about wanting a lot of some type there for them to go about the traffic, and they talked to the highway department and so forth, but it's not running or not successful at all. I think they did a traffic check or something.
They did do a traffic check on the speeding unit.
Yeah, and they found that I guess there weren't people speeding and there weren't people, I mean, so it didn't go anywhere. But the other thing you talk about, Rick, is how many thousands of people are you going to have using something in one area and you're going to have 10 people using the other? So, I mean, you got to be careful there as well.
We do. The only, like I said, the only thing is, East County's sitting there looking at us saying West County gets every damn thing, and that kind of a thing. The counts.
But you have to be careful there, because if it wasn't for the West County, East County have dirt roads.
I know.
We don't need to have that argument. But
I testified in Jefferson City against Kansas City and St. Louis because we would never get a road in our entire life under the old highway system, and I was singing the same song. I told them a dead-end road in St. Louis could get fixed before a major highway in Hollister because traffic counts. Well, then they changed, and they went to some urban money and some rural money. And so we weren't competing against St. Louis anymore. Well, however we do that within the county, I just think that we need, just in a show of good faith, that we need to make sure we look out for everybody, because otherwise we wind up not looking out for everybody. But you're right, Brandon. If we just do it that way, there's no doubt we can put a lot more people on improvements where there's a lot more people concentrated.
You're still one county. You've got to look at the whole county.
I understand
that. I get that, but what some of this stuff doesn't just have to be utility transportation. It could be recreational trails. The Katy Trail is the biggest user
right.
of this money in the state of Missouri, and it has nothing to do with built-up areas. It has to do with recreation. And so these things are looking at utilitarian stuff, but I think we need to expand our thinking, not for this cycle, but for future, on getting some recreational trails identified and get them in, or some areas that can connect the big roads, 76, 160 and all that, to forest areas and things like that. Or, again, I worked for 10 years to get a sidewalk to the schools. Finally, we're getting one, but it took a long, dang time. But so anyway, there's just some thoughts about pedestrian. I think we've spent probably more time than Jason wants to on that. But
I think we've probably spent more time than Jason wanted to on any of it.
It's okay. So, I mean, we have the option to include, you know, pedestrian connectivity around the Kirbyville schools if that's a known need, whether or not you know the specifics of it.
The problem there is there needs to be, in my opinion, needs to be more road safety things going on as opposed to pedestrian. We don't want to attract pedestrians because it's not safe. It's just not safe there.
Okay.
So
this is going to be more. This is going to be additional money. This is not going to help the road part of it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So I don't know that would help. I mean, if we put sidewalks there right next to their school along the highway, what kids are going to be using that? Kirbyville School only goes up to 7th grade? It goes up to 8th grade?
I'm thinking more of the elementary school.
You're thinking back down this way?
Yeah,
okay.
Instead of the post
down.
Office, the elementary school.
There is a lot of walking traffic at that one, but the middle school, there's very little.
Yeah, so the middle school would.
Where's the safety concerns at, though? I thought Danny was talking about.
Well, where they get out of school and they cross the road.